Hello and welcome to Geekishlosen Extra, because the Halion frequencies are open, and I am Jason Under the Sea Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
That's right.
And we just got finished talking about Mara.
We did.
So we're gonna be here talking more about Aquaman universe stuff. We have been promised an Aquaman 2 movie, so we thought that...
We have been promised it. Warner Brothers is like, we promise you there will be an Aquaman 2.
I mean, they gave us a release date.
When is it?
Hold on, I have to
scroll. I mean, I know they haven't shot a single...
December 16th, 2022.
Oh, they can make that. Okay, cool.
So I do have a shout out to Cinema Blend for curating an Aquaman 2, everything we know so far, because we're going to refer to that a bit in today's Geekishlosen Extra. But I do want to say... I wrote this episode on Mara last December.
Okay.
In preparation for it coming out at some point this year. And as part of my research for it, I watched the Aquaman movie, because I didn't go see the Aquaman movie in cinemas.
I went and saw it at the Amazon digital, like, couple days early release.
Did you go with Adam Drozin?
I did.
I can remember.
I did.
And so I watched it, and full disclosure, I don't know if I can tell you what happened in that movie. I remember very little about it.
Look, I saw it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It does exactly everything it needs to do as a superhero movie. They give him a good origin story. He has an adventure. There's a big fight in the end. And then he becomes the superhero and he puts on his superhero costume. All that is fine. It looks great. To be honest with you, they made the underwater stuff look really good.
It looks pretty good, actually.
Way
yeah.
better than I thought it would be. And I think Jason Momoa does a fine job. I actually think every actor basically does a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I'm just going to say it's kind of boring.
It was really slow.
And it's too long. It's way too long.
I mean, my favorite part of the movie was Patrick Wilson. But I'm looking through this Cinema Blend list, and also... shout out to Eric Eisenberg, who's popping up in all these videos on the screen. He's lovely.
Aaron Eisenberg?
Eric Eisenberg.
Oh.
He's one of their hosts, and I've gone on a bunch of set visits with him. He's a very nice man. But they're, like, talking about the cast who's coming back, and there are characters, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. Okay. I didn't know Randall Park was in Aquaman.
Yeah, he was the...
He's a scientist.
He's the weird scientist guy from Geoff Johns, because they lifted a lot of the Geoff Johns stuff.
I mean, they basically did the trench... Without doing
the trench.
Like,
yeah.
I actually think the movie would have been better if they'd just done the trench.
I kind of think a big piece where the movie falters is where Aquaman goes on his world tour.
Goes to the desert.
And then jumps out. Yeah, like, because that's the thing. You're like, yeah, you know what we need in an Aquaman movie? A desert scene.
The opposite of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when they go to the trench... They name drop the trench very early in the movie.
Yes, they do.
And then when he goes to the trench, he gets through it in like seconds. They just swim through it.
Yeah, it's not really the Dark Knight of the Soul
that
one would have expected it to be based on like a more
but
classic
whatever.
Hero's
journey. You know what? To be honest with you, an Aquaman movie could have been way worse.
Truly.
And the fact that they made an Aquaman movie that I would say is a B, a plain B.
Yeah, I would give it a B. I think that's respectable.
It is pretty good. But I'm not really jonesing to watch it again. But will I go see the sequel? Sure.
Sure. That Aquaman is the first place that I ever saw Yahya Abdul-Mateen II.
Yes.
And obviously it was his audition piece for trying to get into Watchmen.
So this is not really what the title of the episode is. Are we going to talk about Aquaman 2?
Yeah, I mean... Okay. Look, you always say on extras we can do whatever we want.
That's fair.
Doing whatever we want.
I just was like, I didn't know if that article had like more stuff about Aquaman 2.
Yeah, so who is writing and directing Aquaman 2?
James Wan.
Duh. A bunch of the producers are coming back. That's neither here nor there, in my opinion. Okay, this is the cast that's returning. So we're going to be pitching. These are the characters we have to sort of think about. Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Obviously.
Mara, Amber Heard.
Obviously.
Black Manta, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, second.
Obviously.
This is where Dr. Stephen Shin, Randall Park,
mm-hmm.
Volko, Willem Dafoe.
Makes sense.
Orm, Patrick Wilson.
Makes sense.
God bless, put him in more things. That is all the information we have. Is that these are the people who either signed 2-picture deals or signed on for the sequel.
They're probably signed for a 3-picture deal.
Probably, at least. And Jason is probably signed for 6, because they probably wanted him to do 3 Justice Leagues.
Sure.
Or crossovers. So knowing all of that, What do you want to see?
Oh boy.
In an Aquaman 2?
I don't know.
I'll tell you plain and simple. I want hook hand Aquaman.
You want him to chop off?
Absolutely. And I would love to see him and Mara have to deal with that, especially as he is becoming like a leader in Atlantis.
I don't think they're going to do that to Jason Momoa.
I don't think.
Sadly.
I don't think they will.
There was a moment in the first movie where I thought they were going to do it. They captured him. And I want to say that I think James Wan purposely did it. There's some shot in there where you're like, oh shit, they're going to cut off his hand.
Yeah, I think it's right before they take him out to...
I can't remember.
They chain him down to fight
with war. There was a scene where I was like, oh, they're going to do it. Holy cow.
I just think... And I know producers don't think about the fan base very often. And it's very difficult to try and serve the fan base. And that can really backfire on you. We talk about this a lot when we talk about genre things. But... That Aquaman run is considered to be the best Aquaman run.
By us.
By fans. That's what I'm saying, right?
I don't know about that.
What? The only other contender is like Geoff Johns.
I know, but that's what...
And we did Geoff Johns to death in the first one.
I'm going to tell you, the fans are going to tell you that it's Geoff Johns. I completely disagree with that.
But if you have Jason Momoa, who is very good at being Jason Momoa... Why would you not look for the Aquaman story that serves at the best? That is the Peter David run. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think you're wasting a casting choice, and I think you're wasting a great story.
Well, the weird thing about Aquaman 2 is when you think about Aquaman 1, right? It's about this guy being like, I don't want to be at Atlantis. I want nothing to do with Atlantis.
I mean, he's basically Aragorn because Aragorn's like, I don't want to be the king of Gondor. And everyone's like, you got to be the king of Gondor.
And Aquaman 1, he becomes the king.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, Aquaman 2 needs to be some version of King Conan, and that references the idea that it was always teased in the Conan Barbarian movies that Conan would become king by his own hand, and we never got to see it. And that was, like, his great destiny. And it's always been, John Milius had always said that he had an idea for a King Conan movie, because the shot from Conan the Barbarian where they show Conan is he's bored. And so, to me... That's what you do with Aquaman 2, because Jason Momoa, who has played Conan the Barbarian before, make him king, but he hates it, you know? And I don't know, my weird pitch would be end movie 2 where Mara
is the queen
of Atlantis, and Jason's like, I'll come back and check on you, because I would maybe have them get engaged at the end of Aquaman 2.
Sure, yeah.
And be like, look, I'll come back, or to be honest with you, if this was me, I have all the power in the world.
Yeah.
My Aquaman 2 ends where he gets a call from the Justice League. And he's got to go.
Yeah.
And he leaves Atlantis in Mara's hand.
To save the world.
Yeah.
I also think the first movie, in terms of tying them together thematically, the first movie deals so much with Aquaman's parentage. Like, we spend so much time with his dad, and we spend so much time with Atlanta because they cast Nicole Kidman and promised her so many scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And she's still alive. She lives through that movie.
She does. Yes.
So does his dad.
She's in a lot of that movie.
She is.
She's in so much more of that movie than I ever anticipated her being in.
Batman Forever's Chase Meridian? Yes, she is.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. But so to me, the obvious echo of that is to give Mara and Arthur a child. And I'm not necessarily advocating for Death of a Prince, but if you're bringing back Black Manta... Death of a Prince is, again, the sort of easy answer. It's classic. It's well-regarded.
See, I go the opposite way.
A version of that.
I don't know if you can have these two have a baby in movie two.
It depends on how much time has passed, right?
That's fair.
If this picks up 5 seconds after the end of Aquaman 1, there's no way. If this is real time, if this is 4 or 5 years, they could be, if not married, engaged, or they could be seriously, they could be partnered. You know what I mean?
What I honestly think... is just roughly is that overall I would make the movie Jason Momoa and Mara are dating. Like they haven't, like, you've got to give me a couple dating scenes where
they're committed to each other.
They are in a relationship, but there's some fights because they haven't quite figured it out.
And also because that's a staple of their relationship, like we talked about in the episode.
Arthur is brand new to living under the ocean full time.
Yep.
Doesn't really like it. But a lot of the movie I would steal that idea from Geoff Johns, and I would be like, okay, Arthur is creating an embassy for Atlantis on land, and he's putting it in Amnesty Bay where his dad lives.
Yeah.
And he's going to make his
Atlana.
Atlana is will be the ambassador.
Oh, that's cool.
And his dad will be the ambassador to Atlantis.
Mm.
And then, so if Black Manta's our big villain, right? Mm-hmm. Black Manta kills dad at the end of Act One.
Because Arthur killed his
dad. Because Arthur killed his dad. Yes.
Also, I'm very interested to see because Yaya's obviously, like, he's now Emmy, is an Emmy contender.
Mm-hmm.
He's much more famous now.
Yeah.
Like, he's an actual star compared to when he was in the first Aquaman. How much more they give him to do, because I thought he was fine as Black Manta. He had nothing to do
mm-hmm.
In terms of, like, performance. So I'm going to be very interested in the size of his subplot.
I also, to be honest with you, again, if this is my...
Yep, you have complete creative control.
I have complete control. I'm making sort of a version of Throne of Atlantis in this, where uh-huh. like Arthur is trying to create the bridge between Earth,
the land,
and Atlantis. And eventually, because of all the Black Manta shenanigans, mm-hmm. all the militaries of the world are like, we're going to nuke Atlantis. Because,
all the navies show up.
Yeah. And it becomes this, because movie one was the show off between the sea
mm-hmm. kingdoms. Yeah.
So make this the sea kingdoms united versus the Earth militaries. You know, I know Atlantis is on Earth, and again, if I can have anything I want,
sure,
I'm going to activate a Henry Cavill cameo.
Absolutely,
because there's that rumor out there that he signed for another Superman movie with three more cameos. So mm-hmm. to me, I'm like, give me a scene somewhere before the climax where it's all of Earth's militaries and it's Superman flying above and Aquaman comes above on a giant shark or whatever, and he's like, Clark, and Clark goes back to Arthur and says, Arthur, you have to handle this or else they're going to send me in.
Mm-hmm.
And if I come in, I'm ending it. And I don't want to come into your kingdom. Arthur's just like, back the fuck off, man. I got this,
dude. I would
dude.
Love that. I would truly love
Hang
it.
Hang 10. Yeah, I got yeah, it, yeah. man.
And then he backflips into the sea while he's drinking a beer.
Yeah, but give us like a Superman scene. And then, and then over the course of this, what I would do mm-hmm. is I would actually give the ending, I would give Mara the win. What Mara does something that calms the land armies down.
Sure, yeah. Like, give her a utility.
And that's the key that makes Arthur be like, you should be the queen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the visiting duke.
Would you introduce any of the subsequent Atlanteans? Like, would you introduce Dolphin or Tula or Calder or Garth?
I'd introduce Garth somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I'd introduce Garth. You know what? I would make Garth a young Atlantean, for lack of a better term, rookie.
Yeah.
So he's in the Atlantean military. Mm-hmm. He's in the magic brigade.
Whatever
it is.
He's like an ensign or whatever.
And when the other Atlantean militaries are like, it's the landlubbers. They did it. Mm-hmm. They did it. Arthur goes there and he's like, no, I know it's Black Manta.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's him. And the only one that believes him
is Garth.
And Garth can follow him.
And
the
Garth
rest of the
has like that version of if this were a Civil War story where he's like the page who comes into the tent and is like, sir, I believe you and I want to help you.
Yeah, well, whatever Black Manta does.
Yeah.
Whatever he creates or thing or whatever, which, you know, I assume it has to be some sort of technology through Steven Shin, this doctor. Garth's the only one that can undo it. Like, Garth knows how to undo it. Maybe it's some ancient Atlantean magic machine.
I actually think that this...
That is going to speed up global warming.
I think that is cool because I think that Aquaman has a potential to sort of pick up where Thor, in my opinion, dropped the ball. Like, they could marry magic and technology instead of picking one over the other in a really interesting way.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I thought you pitched a pretty good Aquaman 2.
I'd go see that movie.
James Wan can call you at any time. You're very employable.
Yeah, I am.
And he can direct. He can sing. That's fine. Acceptable.
And on that note, listeners, the comforting music is back. Hey, well, did you like our Aquaman 2? If you did, let us know down in the comments. But first, thank you for your support. Ashley, you think of them for your support, right?
Yes, always. Thank you so much for your Aqua support.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Geek History Lesson Extra. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed this song. Don't forget to have your pets spayed and neutered. I'm Jason.
For real, though. Have your pets spayed and neutered. That's legit.
I'm Jason Aqua Baby in them.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.